Today on the Shepherd's Pulpit, we're going to talk about two things: the purpose of our lives and the power of Christ's love. God bless you for listening. That means the world to us. We appreciate every one of our listeners. We'd love for you to correspond with us. Send a letter, and we'd like to write back to you. Send it to the Shepherd's Pulpit, 3307 Bemis Road, Valdosta, Georgia, 31605. The purpose of our lives and the power of Christ's love. Right out of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we'll begin with verse number 12 is where we pick up. We finished verse 11 on yesterday. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but give you an occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is of God, and whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Paul really lets us into the purpose of his life and the purpose of every Christian's life. He states here that he wasn't trying to glory in any credential or commend himself in any way to the Corinthians. He was trying to do what he was doing to give them reason to have confidence in the Lord in their lives. He had no reason to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scriptures do say, "For whosoever shall believe shall not be ashamed." When you get gripped by the greatness and grace of God, your motivation will be to glorify Him. And that's what Paul's saying. Now, Corinth, the church at Corinth, had a problem. They were having to deal with the outward appearances and the spectacular results instead of the real spiritual matters of the heart, love and honesty and holiness. Outward appearances were more to them than the inward stuff. We call that carnality, right? A church often is judged by its size and its charisma and its performances, but that's not what God judges things by, nor does God judge a Christian by that. The standard of acceptance is never on the outward appearances. God's standard for success is obedience. He looks on the heart. No matter the size of the church or no matter the quote-unquote greatness of the Christian, it doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. God's looking at the heart. And Paul said, "I want you to know my purpose of my life. Whether we be beside ourselves, it's for God. And whether we be sober, it's for your cause. Either way, it's for the Lord and for His people. I'm living for God, for you." That's it. He wanted to make it just that simple. "I'm not trying to commend myself again to you," verse 12. "No, I don't care about glory and appearance," verse 12. "Whatever way I am, calm," that's sober-minded, verse 13, "or beside ourselves, super eccentric, it's for God and for His people." And then he says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." Now, connecting those two, he said, that's what keeps us going. Whether we're beside ourselves or whether we be sober, the love of Christ constraineth us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Pretty simple. That's the power of Christ's love. It constrains us. It holds us together. It controls us. Just keeps. It's like a rudder on a ship. It keeps us together. The love of Christ motivates and controls our lives to stay faithful, to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That overpowering love of Christ demonstrated on the cross of Calvary really is what steers the Christian. Why do we keep doing what we're doing? Well, that's one of the reasons. The love of Christ constraineth us. "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." It's more than what the flesh can do. It's somebody that's inside of us. Somebody that's inside of us. It's Jesus Christ. The power of Christ's love. Notice he goes a little further. "And that He died for all." And that He died for all. He died for me. He died for you. He died for Paul. He died for us. "That we should not live henceforth unto ourselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again." Wow. why in the world should we live for ourselves anymore? Jesus went to the cross for us. He came to seek and to save us who were lost. Why should we live unto ourselves any longer? The love of Christ constrains us. It holds us together. We think of Calvary's love. Oh, love of God! How rich and far. How vast it is. How mighty the love of God. How deep the love of God. How high the mighty love of God. How high is it? There's no height to it. There's no measurement to it. And so when we consider the great Calvary love, we're not going to live unto ourselves anymore, verse 15. That's the power of Christ's love. Do y'all remember an old-fashioned TV show called The Andy Griffith Show? Do you remember when Gomer thought Andy had saved his life? There was some sort of fire in the filling station, and Andy caught it some way or another, and if Andy would not caught it and snuffed it out, Gomer would have died. And Gomer got that in his mind, and he was at Andy's house every day. He was around Aunt Bee every day and Opie every day, trying to help him, and he was really aggravating Andy. That was the humor of the show, but the moral of the story is he thought Andy saved his life, so he was going to do anything he could to help Andy all the days of his life. Wash clothes, wash his car, paint his house, cook his meals. I don't know if all that was included, but he did anything he could. You know, if somebody does something great for you, especially to the degree of saving your life, you feel like you're a debtor. A debtor. Paul said, I'm debtor, both to the Jew and the Greek. A debtor. Let's read the verses. It all makes sense. This all makes reasonable sense. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we all dead. That we died for all, and that he died for all. He died for all. That they which live should not henceforth, not any longer, live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Sure. It only makes perfect sense to not live for yourself any longer, but only live for Jesus when you know that that man Jesus died and rose again for your salvation. Just nothing else really makes any sense. Why wouldn't you? That's the power of Christ's love. Well, we've ran out of time. We look forward to being back with you the next time, and we'll dive into 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse number 16.